Princess Lodge by Janice Simpson. Ray and Rana Magato from Medicine Hat, Alta. Joanne Bendixson from Francois Xavier, Man. And Ed and Laura Magato from Kenosi Lake, Sask. Visited with their mom, Irene Magato. Lisa Verhaeghe, our cook, is retiring September 30th. SAIL put on a dinner with entertainment September 26th and residents had an afternoon for Lisa with contests and a tea. I was on the SAIL board when we hired Lisa 17 years ago. All the best on your retirement, Lisa. We will miss you. Our new cook is Cheryl Wilkinson. Our birthday party for August and September on September 27th was hosted by Janice. Miniota News by Linda Clark. Happy birthday greetings to Betty Howard. Home to help their mum celebrate were Cindy Shuchik, Cranbrook, BC and Terry Howard of Saskatoon, Sask. Visitors with Stan and Bonnie Bryan and family, and here to attend Norma Chervell's funeral on September 23rd, were Alan and Diane Hanford, Alexa Campbell and Janice Hanford of Winnipeg, Karen Nielsen, of Stony Plain, Alta, Donna Lee, of Manitou, Sheila Lockhart, Travis and Jacqueline Lockhart, Landon and Taylor, of Killarney, Melissa and Reed Moran, of Stonewall, Kelvin, Debbie and Matthew Chervell, of Lake of the Prairies, and Ed and Cindy Bryant of Red Deer, Alta. The Miniota Golf Course has been busy prior to the season ending with a 55-plus tournament, a Jack and Jill tournament and the men's wind-up tournament. Sounds like a successful year with lots of golfers. There is an amazing peace in waking up to this beautiful day. Sangeeta Rana. Evergreen Place by Helen Martins. Only today, he said, today, in October sun, it's all gold, sky and tree and water. Everything just before it changes looks to be made of gold. Eudora Welty. Summer is behind us again and we are ushering in cooler weather. October is the best month to get in the car for leaf peeking, as some say, right here in our part of Manitoba. Marlene Balzer, Emmy Schneider and I plan to drive down to the Saint-Lazare Valley on the 27th, weather permitting. This is where the Qu'Appelle and Assiniboine rivers meet. It is a real beauty spot this time of the year. Thank you, Princess Lodge, for a delicious meal Friday, the 23rd. I enjoyed meeting friends whom I had not seen in a while. The entertainment was very good also. The last song they sang, Remember Me, is a favorite of mine. I sang that song 70 years ago already, when I could still sing. Harold and Linda Spring went to have lunch at the golf course restaurant with their daughter Candace and husband, of Pipestone. Linda is picking up strength again after spending time in the hospital due to a heart attack. We had our first frost on Wednesday the 22nd with a temperature of -2. Cooler days are definitely coming, and we will get used to scraping snow and ice off our windshields again. Thank you to John Boone's father who brought a surprise gift of bags of tomatoes and cucumbers for the Evergreen residents. Will you be able to take in the Multicultural Street Festival on Nelson Street on Sunday, October 2nd? There will be so much to see and do. Quote of the day. Get ready to live your best life for these 31 days. Maribeth Jones.